Linda, what's on your mind, ma'am?
I'd like to know what you see as any counterindications or considerations for bioidentical estrogen cream for an 80-year-old with a history of uterine fibroids.
Okay, ma'am. Couple of things. One, the estrogen effect is everywhere in the body except on the nervous system unless we act to activate the nervous system. Thank goodness some real bright researchers figured that out. Women had been told that, well, gee whiz, if you're more than 10, 12 years past menopause, don't bother starting estrogen because it won't help that much in the nervous system. And then some other research figured out that, yeah, if you just activate that part of the nervous system with supplements you can find out at the health food store, it'll help the brain too, which is really cool. And we might as well get the overall effect. That's why I started there. We might as well get it in the brain too, as well as elsewhere in the body. Now, insofar as a history of uterine fibroids, what folks just aren't generally told is that there is an estrogen which keeps uterine fibroids from growing if they're there already. And if they're just starting, which wouldn't be your particular circumstance, but in women where they're just starting, sometimes it'll reverse them. And so all we have to do is include that estrogen, which happens to be, by the way, labeled a potent anti-carcinogen. It's so potent that the patent medicine companies have quit researching it, and they've started to try to make patented takeoff analogs. I'm not kidding you. You can look it up in the research literature. The research was hot and heavy on this molecule called 2-methoxyestradiol. That's 2-methoxyestradiol in the 2000s, between 2000 and 2010. And then it all switched over to, we got to make a patentable form. They called it an analog, but that's what that means. And so the compounding pharmacy can put 2-methoxyestradiol. We work with the two compounding pharmacies who do. They can put 2-methoxyestradiol right in there. And another really neat thing about it is that the 2-methoxyestradiol is not only anti-carcinogenic and helps to keep fibroids from going anywhere, but guess what? It doesn't even contact estrogen receptors, which means there is just no chance at all it could be involved with breast cancer or any other kind of estrogen-related cancer. So your answer for that part, ma'am, is you check with a doc who knows what they're doing in bioidentical hormone replacement and mention you've had fibroids and that you heard that there's this 2-methoxyestradiol that can go into your prescription, and they'll put it in there for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Another thing to ask that doctor is there are two or three botanicals that have been found also to slow down fibroids, and there might be one or more of those that would be good not only for that purpose, but also for other things that are going on when we're 80 years old, and that's why I brought that up. But the 2-methoxyestradiol is the place to start if you're thinking of estrogen prescriptions.